Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and may the force be with you. My website's the smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Rob Levin's here. Rob's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. 15 years he's been hanging out with us. Rob, I need your website, please.
So today, I have a couple businesses.
Yeah.
There's rslmedia.com, but workbetternow.com is where you'll find a lot of articles on time and, you know, how to actually work better.
Work better now. That's one of the things we're talking about, folks, the time issue. You were saying something when we went to the break I want to pick right back up on. You were saying that when you learned how to delegate, magic happened. And I have to say that is exactly the story I would tell. I was a horrible delegator because for years, so much of what I did, I didn't have a big organization. If I was part of a larger organization, I was, you know, kind of on my own. I had some executive time, but even in those days, I was, you know, doing my own writing, my own typing, that kind of thing. And so when I started a business and my business started growing, I realized that I was going to have to become a better delegator. It wasn't going to work. And once I got comfortable with that, it took me a couple of years. It actually changed my life. And that's what you were talking about earlier is getting over it, that how things are done. And that's when I started thinking about promoting myself to things that nobody is doing, that somebody needs to do, and firing myself from jobs that's not necessary for me to do, that somebody else could do. And when I started doing those things, my business and my world, my life changed. And that's what you talk about when you talk about getting somebody to help you, getting even and today, these days, at the virtual level.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, you know, just going back to the concept, Dan Sullivan from Strategic Coach, an unbelievable program for entrepreneurs that I fortunately did for a year, has this great saying, which is ask who, not how. Don't ask how to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Just ask who. In fact, I'll give you an example. We started using for Work Better Now, and I don't run the day-to-day. I'm the chairman of the company. I backed it. But we started using a software called Keep. It's a really cool program because it's got a lot of built-in automations at a very low price, very easy to use. And we started using Keep, and the CEO, who's a friend of mine for 30 years and my partner in the business, he said, well, we got a lot to learn here. I said, you know, why don't we get my assistant to learn some of it? And I told her, your job is to learn these things and keep and become a master of that and something called Zapier, which is another amazing, amazing tool out there for small businesses. And, in the old days, I would have said, you know what, I want to learn this stuff just out of intellectual curiosity, if nothing else. Plus, right, I can learn it better than anybody. I'll see opportunities that nobody else sees. And you know what, my assistant is picking up these things, becoming really good at it. She's getting more fulfilling work. And she's probably doing she's doing a better job than I would have done or the CEO would have done in learning this stuff. And it's really valuable for our business. And this is my assistant, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, and there have never been more options out there for businesses, whether, maybe your business is a little slow right now because of the crisis, and you can get somebody internally to pick up a new skill because we all need new skills. The world is changing so much faster today than it did just a few years ago. Or there's such a big freelance economy that's only getting bigger that you can tap into. And, of course, you know, virtual, everybody's now comfortable with remote work. There are so many options. And, again, also like Work Better Now that provides virtual assistance for small businesses. There's so many options at so many different levels, at so many different price points. There's no reason for a business owner to be doing administrative or low-valued work
And you could have a handful of virtual assistants, right? You could have a web developer virtual. You could have a copywriter virtual. You could have a scheduler virtual. There's a lot of different. It doesn't have to be one person, does it?
That's exactly right. In fact, our first client of the business, who is a business owner here in New York that I've known for a number of years, has hired three assistants. And they're an integral part of his team. I have another friend who's got 35 virtual assistants.
Wow.
And
wow.
They're doing
he
all different.
He needs a virtual assistant.
All different
manages
tasks.
Virtual assistants, doesn't he?
Yeah, he actually does. He does. we're talking about a company that's going to do $15 million this year.
Yeah.
That was only doing 8 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an amazing way.
Well,
we
talked about this a little bit earlier. You alluded to it about what the coronavirus pandemic shutdown has done. I like telling this story. I've had two CEOs on my show this month, in the last month, to say, "Tell me again why I'm paying $5 million a year in rent. My people are working better from home than when they were in the office."
Friends. Yeah.
And so all that's going to do is pull back the truth about working virtually. There's good. It's not all great. It's not all good. And there'll be a lot of people will go that way, and then they'll wander back a little bit. It won't be complete.
Yeah.
But it will be more. There's no question. There'll be more virtual work in the future than there was 6 months ago.
Absolutely. Yeah, I do think there's going to be a little bit of a rebound. That face-to-face interaction is very valuable.
Give us that website, Rob.
WorkBetterNow.com.
All right, so check it out, folks. And 10 till right back with Rob Levin. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're the Platters. Take us out.
Too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.